From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria. VOA's Marker Bashir reports.
It was a busy day of diplomacy with ministers from nearly 20 countries meeting to discuss key elements for implementing a nationwide ceasefire in Syria and bringing the warring parties to the negotiating table by early next year. Efforts then moved to the UN Security Council, where nations spoke in a unified voice on the political situation for the first time since the crisis began in 2011. The United Nations envoy for Syria welcomed the international unity, but warned the peace process will not be easy.
So it's going to be uphill, it's going to be complicated, but it's becoming possible.
A major sticking point is the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran continue to publicly support him, while many Western and Arab nations say he must go. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Friday's U.S. airstrike that may have killed Iraqi soldiers seems to have been a mistake that involved both sides, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Speaking to reporters today in the Persian Gulf, Carter called the incident near Fallujah regrettable.
This is a regrettable incident. We both know that these things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter discussing his phone call with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss his regrets. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says results so far from a referendum vote show Rwandans favor changing their constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to run for office several more times. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers sent President Barack Obama a Friday a $1.1 trillion budget full of federal spending and tax breaks, which the president quickly signed before leaving Washington on his annual holiday vacation. The Senate voted 65-33 to approve the bill after the measure cleared the House earlier. Congress then adjourned until January. President Obama also outlined his plans for his final year in office on Friday, including the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant in pursuing Islamic State militants. Afterwards, he traveled to San Bernardino, California, where a radicalized Muslim couple killed 14 people and wounded 22 others. Mr. Obama met with victims' families and survivors. During his surprise visit to Afghanistan earlier this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the war in Afghanistan is far from over. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the U.S. military possesses information that suggests that Islamic State is seeking an opportunity to establish bases in the Afghan province of Nangarhar. He was speaking to reporters at the U.S. operating base Fanti in Jalalabad, the provincial capital.
We are seeing little nests of ISIL spring up around the world, including here in Afghanistan. But I will say that is a threat that we track very closely. It's one we're determined to defeat.
Pro-IS extremists are said to have established roots in remote districts of Nangarhar and neighboring Kunar province and have recently carried out attacks against Afghan security forces. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A rural school district in the state of Virginia closed Friday after a school lesson linked to the Muslim faith created a firestorm of controversy. An Arabic calligraphy lesson that involved writing a Muslim statement of faith created a barrage of angry emails and postings on social media. School officials say they were concerned about the tone of the comments, so the schools were closed as a precaution. This man lives in the affected school district.
Well, if they don't want to allow us to preach about God and have prayer in our schools, I don't see why they should be trying to promote another Islamic religion.
School officials say the aim of the lesson was to show the complexity of Arabic calligraphy, not to promote any religious system. Some parents have demanded that the teacher who taught the lesson be fired, but more than 2,000 other people are showing their support for the teacher on social media. And Cuban President Raul Castro is urging the U.S. government to stop radio and television broadcasts that Cuba considers harmful, while saying his government is willing to keep improving relations with the United States. Mr. Castro repeated his call for the U.S. trade embargo to be lifted as well. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.